Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters. That's me. And I'm proud to be here with you today. I'm always proud to be here with you today. Let me cut off that. There we go. Cut off some of that background noise here in the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Daily Defense Studios. I have a great guest today, Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. We're going to go to Bob in just a second. I know he's on the line. And a lot of fun stuff to talk with him about. The hour flies by, so we'll jump right in. You have my word on that. Just a couple ideas of where we're going to go. Chris Christie vetoed a gun bill and told lawmakers to, quote-unquote, seek real reform. We'll check with Bob about that, see if he's up to speed on that. But his response during that veto, and it had to do with the state wanting to add another layer of requirements for people who had been previously adjudicated mentally ill, trying to have that expunged from their record so they can restore their firearms purchase rights, not privileges, but rights. Christie vetoed that bill, saying it really, in a nutshell, what he did was he says, it's not necessary to add more layers to an already messy situation. We need real reforms here. My question to you is, would Christie have done that had he not had designs on the White House, number one? He's been under significant pressure regarding he hasn't been very friendly or hasn't appeared very friendly to those of us on the side of the right to bear arms for freedom and the Constitution. When you think of a pro-gun governor, Christie is not the first governor that comes to mind. So my question to you is, did he write a 27-page response when he vetoed that bill for the sole purpose of the fact that he's running for president? He knew it would get a little bit of extra scrutiny. Well, we'll go into that in a little bit. A couple other things. Kim Kardashian and guns. What does Kim Kardashian have to do with guns? You'll be surprised what Kim Kardashian, when she opens that boneheaded mouth, that famous for being famous thing. I'm with Bob Owens on his piece. You go read him at BearingArms.com. I'm with Bob. You know, I'm still trying to figure out how do you get famous by being famous? That's that catch 22. But Kim Kardashian, she has an impact, believe it or not, and it could be a substantial one. We'll go there in just a little bit. And we're going to talk about the Oath Keepers. Very, very provocative conversation when you talk about the Oath Keepers. We'll go there. Then we'll talk about, we'll tie in that Kim Kardashian thing with online gun sales. You'll see where we're going with that in just a few minutes. There's also, if we have time, and I doubt we will, that's why we're doing this every day of the week now. Michigan, great story in Michigan. Great pro-gun ruling in Michigan. And I want to read for you, at some point I'm going to read for you, I will not let this one slide today and push it off until tomorrow, and that is an email I got. And this is why I tell you, you got to stay up on this, man. You have to know. The art of war, you must know what your enemy is up to. You must. From Everytown for Gun Safety, their email today, what a bad week for the NRA. So we'll go over a number of these things, and I'm going to jump right into it. Let's go right to my great guest. That's Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. Bob, always a pleasure, brother. Thanks for jumping on the show with me today.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime. Enjoy doing it.
Hey, listen, we got a lot to talk about. Let's start with Kim Kardashian first, shall we? The piece you wrote really jumped out at me because I knew exactly where you were going with that. Most people, there's a lot of, I can't say most, but a lot of people are out there listening to the show right now, scratching their head going, Kim Kardashian? What does she have to do with guns? And arguably, anybody over 30 might need an explanation here. Take it away.
All right. As you mentioned in your intro there, Kim Kardashian is famous for being famous. She is all over the entertainment side of newspapers and magazines and tabloids, and has really done nothing of merit to deserve her popularity. But yesterday, she put out a series of tweets in response to a mass shooting down in Texas, in Arlington, Texas, where a convicted felon illegally acquired a weapon and then executed his ex-wife, his son, five other children, and the wife's new husband. And he is going to be facing capital murder charges, and I hope he cooks an old Sparky or some other equally benefit or fitting execution method. But what got her inflamed is a local news outlet reported that he got the gun online. And Kardashian reported that he purchased the gun and ammo online. How is it so easy to do this? No background checks needed. And this went out to 34.4 million people who follow her.
34.4 million. That's why I said those of us over 30 who might not be in tune with this might be scratching your head thinking, well, where are we going with this? This is the power of social media. This is the 34.4
really
million people. It's incredible.
And so what I did is I was attempting to educate Ms. Kardashian West on her error. Because you can't buy a gun online the way that you that she thinks you can. She thinks it's like going out on Amazon.com and buying, you know, a thing of dietary supplements, which I'm sure she's probably familiar with. You go out to Bud's Gun Shop, or you go to Gun Broker or Guns America, and what you're actually doing is you're browsing the firearms online. You're doing the payment online. But all you're really facilitating is a transfer from the stocking dealer of that firearm to the receiving dealer of that firearm. That transfer has been made between one gun dealer to another, and then the person has to go in and physically fill out a 4473 for the ATF and have a background check done just as they would as if they were just walking into a gun shop to buy a gun. There is
all right, now, it's important. Let me distinguish, and I want you to distinguish, so I'm going to throw this softball at you so that you can explain this to people who might not understand this. There are people who we get bombarded in the media with this all the time. Online gun sales. He bought it online. He bought the gun online. The magazine, Shuangwei Cho, the Virginia Tech murder. And I know people are out there saying, why are you naming him? I'm naming him simply because he's known. It's not a big deal. I'm not making him famous. He's been dead for years. Here's the point. He didn't buy the gun online. And as you just said, I want to make this very, very clear. When that purchase is facilitated, you mean to tell me, and I want to get clarification from you, that the manufacturer or whoever it is that has that gun up on GunBroker cannot ship it directly to my house. I can't pay them via a credit card, fill paperwork out online, and have it come to my home, correct?
That is absolutely correct. It has to go from one dealer to another dealer. You have to go there to that dealer's and physically, in person, show up with photo ID, fill out a form 4473, and, you know, depending on how your particular state law was set up, you might just have to show a concealed carry permit. Otherwise, you're going to have a background check done at that time before you take possession of that firearm. There is no such thing as buying a gun from a dealer online and having that shipped to your house. It cannot be done. The only thing that even comes close is the Civilian Marksmanship Program. After you do all the background checks up front, can send you a CMP grade rifle. And that happens rarely after more background checks than you actually have done at your local dealer. And that is the only gun the U.S. mail will actually deliver. But that is, you know, but that's not even the question here. None of those guns have ever been linked to a crime in American history. Those are target guns. And what we're talking about here is basic misinformation from Shannon Watts and the Brady Bunch and Moms Demand Every Town and the other gun grabbers.
Now you actually wrote this piece as it's a beautiful piece. Head to BearingArms.com, BearingArms.com. You'll see Kim Kardashian's mug. She's beautiful. I'll give her that. You know, her picture will grab you. You'll know you're on the right place. Helping Kim Kardashian understand online gun sales. I'm just letting you know that right now. This piece was written today. It was written today. Now, the question then becomes, well, how did he get the gun then? Because this piece was written today, and as you admit in this piece, we don't know all the details at that time. I don't think it's fair for us to talk about it yet until we do know more of the details. As you mentioned,
correct. We do not know, but we've got a fairly good indication of what probably happened. 99 times out of 100, when they say a gun was bought online and used in a crime, what they're typically referring to, and it may not apply to this case, let's preface it, but we're talking about other cases in the past, so there's a precedent here. What they're typically talking about is when somebody goes out, there are sites that function pretty much like an online classified site, something like...
Okay, Bob, let me stop you right there because we're getting ready to take a break. That's a great place to end it. When we come back, I'm going to ask Bob to continue that line of how did it happen, the site that it came from, what we think we know at this point in time. How did you get the gun? We'll be back right after this with Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. Read the piece, Helping Kim Kardashian Understand Online Gun Sales.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall. And it's all because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot because you didn't know some special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything for armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day. You'll quickly realize that Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication, but in fact, you'll discover a wealth of vital information you need to stay up-to-date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, I will enter you to win one of four brand-new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry, though. This offer won't last long. That's oneofourguns.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
We'll be right back.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, a pleasure and an honor to be here with you, WOCN Miami, Florida, 1450 a.m. down there. We love you guys, Fort Lauderdale, all the way down into the Keys. It's great to have you here with us every single day. And, of course, all of my great friends down at WGUL, AM 860, The Answer, AM 930, The Answer in Sarasota, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa. We're going to be broadcasting live, and we've got an upcoming event for you. I'll tease that right now. We're going to put something together with my home studios down there in Tampa, Florida, and we're going to come down there and hang out with you and do a couple live broadcasts. We'll let you know about that in upcoming few days, weeks, when we get that set up. But it will be a good time, I can promise you. I'm talking with Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. Bob, when we left and that break just interrupted us, as they always do in the middle of these great conversations, we were talking about what we think we know happened relative to the murderer in Houston who slaughtered his ex-wife, her new husband, his own son, and four other children in an absolutely horrific crime, a multiple-time convicted felon who was in illegal possession of a gun, broke every federal and state law on the books, and no expanded background check would have stopped him from getting the gun and committing this crime, this horrible act of evil that he committed. So having said that, please, if you would, continue. What do we think we know how he got his hands on the firearm?
Well, you know, they're trying to push online gun sale. That's the phrase they're using, and that just simply doesn't exist. We covered part of that before the break as far as FFLs have to take possession of the gun and have to ship to other FFLs, and you have to do a background check to pick those up. The other component of what they mislabel as an online sale is the equivalent of a classified ad. You know, you go to somewhere like Craigslist. Is that an online sale? No, it's not. You go to Craigslist, you read somebody's got an ad saying that they want to sell a product for such and such, then you go and you meet that person in a in-person, person-to-person sale. That is not an online transaction.
Right.
It never has been, and that's something that people can easily grasp. That is what probably happened here. That is what has happened in the past when they claim somebody has made an online sale. They didn't. They made contact with somebody online, but the sale was person to person.
And what's interesting to point out, and I want to go into this briefly before we move on to another topic. The bottom line here is Kim Kardashian is misinformed. I don't know what her intent is. I don't know if she's intentionally misinforming or if she's just parroting what she hears. More than likely, that's what it is. She has a right to be anti-gun, okay? And we have a right to talk about her. That's what we do on Armed American Radio and magazines and in discussions like this on internet forums and boards anywhere. We have a right to do this. Where I have an issue with this is, and the left now, Bob, as you know, is going after expanded background checks.
Mm-hmm.
A number of killers recently have lied on the 4473 form to obtain a firearm and skated through the background check, as we've seen recently a couple times. In this particular case, facilitating a private transaction between you and I, for example, there's nothing that's going to make me, a law is not going to stop me from selling you that firearm and force me to go get a background check on you, which is going to take days and cost a ton of money and everything else, depending on what state we're in. So we're right back to where we were with the problems with the original background check. It's just another hole. Is that right?
It is in many ways. You know, and what's the most frustrating thing about the background check system? You know, number one, we've got the holes in it that allowed the last couple of knuckleheads to slip through, the killer who attacked the church in Charleston, and the Looney Tune who went and shot up the theater in Lafayette, Louisiana. Both of them were prohibited persons. Both of them slipped through holes in a broken system. But what's really frustrating is the system as set up now is not set up in a way that if a private individual wanted to conduct a background check and sell his firearm to another person and do a background check, they are not allowed to use the NICS system, which is also infuriating. So, you know, the only way we can use this system is to take a gun to a dealer and have them facilitate the transaction, which costs them time and money away from their chosen profession, and they don't make any money on the deal either. So it's just a really poorly set up system that really needs a great deal of work to fix, if it is indeed fixable.
Yeah, that in and of itself is the question. Is it fixable? I have no idea if it's fixable. There are other alternatives. We don't have time to talk about them now, but we've talked about bids and other systems in place to replace the current background check system that's already here. And let me, to those of you who are screaming about the Constitution doesn't say we need background checks and so forth, we need to be realistic. We have background checks already in this country, and they're not going to go away. They're here. They are absolutely here. Now, the NRA, Bob, as you know, let's go here for a second, is supporting Cornyn's bill. I still haven't read Cornyn's bill, S2002, for the mental health angle, supplying additional mental health records through incentives and financial incentives to the states. Have you had a chance to see that? Is it even out yet?
It has recently been published. I have had a chance to read it. I have not had a chance to publish on it. I did speak with some different people about this. I've read different reactions, and it's funny to see who's come out both against and for this bill and who's decided to remain mute until they've had a chance to read it. Based on what I've been able to read in the bill, based on everything I've heard about the bill, I believe this to be a very good piece of legislation. It will sit here and help fix some of the biggest problem we have right now with NICS, as far as I'm concerned, on one side of the equation, is we're not getting the right data entered into the system. And it's like any database, garbage in, garbage out. If you don't have good data, then it's worthless.
Right.
And where NICS is failing and has failed repeatedly is the people we want to keep the guns away from are not getting their data entered. And so one of the things that the Cornyn bill is trying to do is make sure that states and localities have an incentive to make sure that their information is uploaded in a timely manner so we can keep the Dylan Roof and the guy down in Louisiana from being able to buy guns when they've already been adjudicated either criminals or mentally defective.
Right, right. Making sure that the information that would have kept them from purchasing the gun in the first place actually made it into the system, which in both of these cases, it failed. It failed miserably for a lot of different reasons. But Cornyn's bill aims to fix that. So that puts that in a nutshell for us. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. And then the other half of this bill, and I think this is incredibly important, and I don't think this is getting played up enough, is, you know, we've griped about how Obama's trying to abuse the Veterans Administration and Social Security Administration to go after the firearms of people who have been declared incompetent to handle their own financial transactions. These people may be perfectly safe, perfectly legal gun owners, but Obama's trying to abuse the system, and this affects over 4 million people.
Yeah, and what we've discussed here on this program is Obama doesn't get to make that decision. This becomes a due process.
Exactly.
It's due process that's important here, and due process is what Cornyn's bill allows. It puts that due process back in and takes due process away from the gun hater in chief, Barack Obama, the Pied Piper in chief. We'll be back with Bob Owens right after this. We're going to talk about the Oath Keepers. Provocative conversation. Don't go away.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
You and I both know that concealed carry is a serious subject, And being prepared to protect your family when it matters the most is more than being just a good shot at the gun range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry magazine from cover to cover. A subscription to Concealed Carry magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared. And most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also be automatically entered to win one of four brand new guns. This offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, in these Crossbreed Holster Studios, I'm back here with you. I'm talking with Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. We're going to get right back into the conversation. I want to talk with you about the Oath Keepers. But before we do, please head over to USCCA On Air. I just jumped on there during the break. I'm looking at it right now. The promotion that we talked about last week has ended. However, if you activate your subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine right now, I will enter you for a chance to win one of four guns. One of four guns, 1911. Looks like we've got a Ruger, got a Taurus over there, two different 1911s. So make sure to head over there. Activate your subscription. The prices are amazing. $37 for digital. Print is $47 annual. And the digital and print is normally $77, is being held at the $47 price for digital and print. You'll be able to read my columns, and I've been writing for the magazine for about a decade now. Probably a little bit longer. I've lost track, and would love to have you also taking a look at reading the magazine and becoming a part of the family. I'm telling you, it's one of those magazines you get, comes in, you sit down, you're going to stop what you're doing, you're going to read it from cover to cover. I've been doing it myself. Even I write for it. I read the entire magazine before I go write to my own column. It's Bob Owens. Great to have you back here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Let's go now to the Oath Keepers. Ferguson, what a mess this is. I took issue with the way the mainstream media threw the headlines out for this, okay? What I mean by that is Oath Keepers cause problems in Ferguson, as if Ferguson didn't already have problems until four white guys got there. Ferguson has had problems for a lot longer than before four Oath Keepers showed up. But you broke this down for us in a way
that I think puts it in perspective. And I want to say this before we move forward. It's reminiscent of the bonehead who walked through the Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson Airport with the AR-15 the other day, claiming he carries it for self-defense, which is an outright load of crap. He was there to instigate trouble and make a name for himself and get a video on YouTube, and he succeeded. Tell us your thoughts on the Oath Keepers and why this is titled Oath Keepers, Go Home.
Okay. First off, I want to preface this a little bit. I really like the concept of the Oath Keepers. I like what they've done in Ferguson before. They were there during the riots after the decision came down not to charge Darren Wilson for his self-defense shooting of Michael Brown, which was justified. There had been a lot of problems then in what was it, November, December, and a group of handpicked Oath Keepers, including led by a guy who was a local law enforcement trainer, came out and did take a defensive posture and took position on top of a couple of buildings to provide overwatch. Thought that was a good use of their time. I thought they handled things very well and with great dignity at that time. Then there was Sunday. You had four Oath Keepers wearing tactical kit, wearing body armor, with AR-15s slung over their shoulders, carrying sidearms on their hips, that were walking down the street in a neighborhood that did not want them. They were being heckled and yelled at. And while they kept their composure, they had the effect of inflaming a already tense situation. And it was not handled with the same tactical skill that they used in previous engagements. And unfortunately, they set themselves up into a position that if they had run into someone like Tyrone Harris, who was the young man who pulled a gun and shot at Ferguson police and was shot and severely injured, if that, you know, if this Harris character had come across them and opened up on them, what were they going to do? Are they going to sit here and return fire? They don't have the authority to go and make arrests. They don't have the authority to walk down the street and start shooting at folks. And there's no good outcome for such a scenario if somebody started shooting at them. And so my advice was, Oath Keepers, go home. You're using the wrong tactics. You're setting us all up for failure and setting us up for a situation where if something bad did happen, you're going to have your Schumers, your Pelosi's, your Michael Bloomberg's using this as an excuse to call for more gun laws. And that is not something that we need.
The article is well written. I enjoyed reading it. And I want to preface my comments now with this also. I fully support 100% the Oath Keepers. I know many of them. Stuart Rhodes, the founder, I have met with him and talked with him personally before. It's been some time. He has been a guest on this show on more than one occasion with Sheriff Mack, and I support them wholeheartedly. I supported everything they did during the first incident a year ago in Ferguson, and I agree with you in this case. Now, a couple things I want to say. Number one, they claimed, the four guys, one of them identified himself as Johns, the only identification we have of him, claimed that they were there at the request of an InfoWars reporter, which is Alex Jones' site, conspiracy news site, however you want to look at it. They have not answered. They have, at this point, InfoWars, well, let me put it this way. They did answer. They claimed, Bob, correct me if I'm wrong, that they were not there at InfoWars' request, as the Oath Keeper said they were. Is that true? Do you know?
There's been some back and forth on this. Alex Jones and the senior people at InfoWars had no contact with Oath Keepers whatsoever, is what it appears to be.
Okay.
The local reporter who went out to cover this story apparently knew some of the Oath Keepers and talked to one another, and they kind of decided to hang out and go in the same direction. The claim that they were asked to come in and provide security seems to be a stretch on two levels. One, they don't have any legal authority. It would be illegal for them to provide security services because they're not licensed to do so. Ferguson, in Missouri, you have to be a licensed security contractor. They are not. And then there's just the simple fact that the reporter himself was like, no, we're just kind of going the same direction.
There was a conversation of some sorts, Bob. Those four guys didn't just show up. And I think what this was the reporter was able to give himself some plausible deniability here. And InfoWars has officially, I'm looking at it, has denied that that they had asked anybody to or asked the Oath Keepers to show up on their behalf. So we'll take them at face value for them, because we don't know any different. Now, you also quoted a blogger. Mm-hmm. What was this guy's name? He was over at the Gun Free Zone site. Who's the blogger?
Gun Free Zone which is sarcastically named. It's a gun blog. Miguel Gonzalez is the primary writer there, and I originally misattributed this column to him. There's a guy who writes under the pseudonym JKB, who wrote this post. And he was just merely pointing out that, you know, if this could have gone really, really bad, you know, you don't have the authority to go and patrol in a city like you're in a foreign patrol in Baghdad. And so it was an interesting piece.
Yeah, it was. And the part that you reprinted in your piece is interesting as well. I took issue with one of the things that he wrote, and I quote him, "As far as the media and the public conscience are concerned, there are only three important facts: dead black kid, white shooter, militaristic response by police to social injustice." I disagree with that. I think most of the American public is very well informed of the fact of who Michael Brown was, what he was doing, why he was stopped, and why he's dead. I think most of America gets that now, that the entire Black Lives Matter, as you pointed out, and the hands up, don't shoot, was based on the lie that was Michael Brown then versus what we know to have happened at that time. So having said that, I disagreed with him on that. But I'll throw in my two cents worth on this. I think the Oath Keepers probably shouldn't have been there under those circumstances, at least the circumstances I know them to be from reading your piece and some other news reports. Having said that, they violated no laws. And I want to make it
absolutely
very clear. They violated no Missouri law. So you are free to think what you want. God bless you. Send your tweets to me at AARMark, at AARMark. I'll read them on the air. It's a great conversation. Armed American Radio, Daily Defense. We'll be back with Bob Owens, BearingArms.com, right after this.
Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond, even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com. Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond, even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with the 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you gotta do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's gotta do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
I am in these Crossbreed Holster studios. Check this out before we go back to Bob. Two things. Number one, I need to go back and listen to the tape of this. I think I may have insinuated at the beginning of the last segment that I was putting the Oath Keepers on law on the same par as that bonehead that walked through the Atlanta International Airport. And if I did, if it came out that way, I want to apologize. I'm not at all. There's no doubt that the Oath Keepers, in my mind, were asked to be there. I do not believe they were there like this clown was to make a YouTube statement. So I want to make that clear. I'll go back and listen to it and listen to my exact words and comment on it tomorrow. In the meantime, the Armed American Radio Network 2015 Summer and Fall Live Broadcast Tour begins next week. Beginning next week on Wednesday, 8/19, I will be broadcasting from the Second Amendment Foundation headquarters in Bellevue, Washington, right there at Seattle. That's going to be a great time. On 8:30, I will be broadcasting the Sunday Monster program from the Minnesota State Fairgrounds with our great affiliate, AM 1280 The Patriot, up in Minneapolis at the Minnesota State Fair. That's a great time. I go up there every year. That will be followed the following day on Monday, 8:31, at the Osseo Gun Club. I will be up there at the Osseo Gun Club. Visit the Osseo Gun Club online, osseogunclub.com, and check out all the information there. We'll be barbecuing while armed. I'll be shooting with you. I'm going to be signing some books, and we're going to do the live program, this program, on Monday from the Osseo Gun Club. That's going to be a ball. Springfield, Missouri, Crossbreed Holster Facilities on Sunday, 9/13. That's going to be fun. You know that's the home base of Crossbreed Holster Studios. I will be out on 9/22 in Scottsdale, Arizona, broadcasting from the Hyatt House in Old Town Scottsdale. On 9/25, I'll be in broadcasting from Phoenix, Arizona, at the Gun Rights Policy Conference on Friday. On Sunday, 9/27, I will continue by broadcasting the Sunday Monster Show from the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Phoenix. On Friday, October 9th, this is going to be a blast. I will be in Tombstone, Arizona, broadcasting this program from the Crystal Palace Saloon. Mark your calendar. I'm going to see if I can't have us a little conversation with Doc Holliday and Wyatt Earp. You know, they do roam the streets out there still. great broadcast that will be. That's my favorite place in Arizona. And on Sunday, 10-11, I will be broadcasting from the Arizona Citizens Defense League, where I will be speaking in Tucson. So there will be more dates coming up. We're going to be adding some Florida dates to that and no doubt some Wisconsin. Welcome back to the program. Bob Owen's going to be a busy couple months, my brother.
It sure sounds like it.
That's okay. Freedom never takes a break, man. All right, where were we? It never does. The enemies of freedom are all over us. Where were we at that last break? I lost my train of thought there.
I think we had just finished up the open carry, the Oath Keepers.
Yeah, and the Oath Keepers. Then we were talking about Detroit.
Yep.
Michigan. We got that in Michigan. Two cases I want to hit with you real quick. A judge issued a ruling in Michigan. The Blaze is reporting this, and this is a great article. Dad wanted to openly carry his sidearm when he went to school to pick up his daughter and so forth. He was, he was sued, or that he sued. You know what happened up there? Can you give us any details? But he won the case.
Well, he did and he didn't, because it's being appealed. What happened was is he wanted, the way the law was set up in Michigan is if you have a concealed carry permit, you can open carry into schools, open carry handgun. Mm-hmm. These school districts are not particularly thrilled about this. And so on one hand, state law says that as a concealed carry permit holder with a open carry handgun, you can enter schools. The schools are arguing, on the other hand, that they have a state law that says that they have to provide for the security of their students and that people entering schools with firearms violate that security. So we've basically got two conflicting state laws that are duking it out, and some of the local districts have built policies based on that latter law. What happened in this instance is that Kenneth Herman and Michigan Open Carry filed suit against the Clio School District, and they have won. But that has also been immediately appealed on a 6-0 vote from the school district. And so we're in this for round two.
And it's going to be interesting to see how this comes down on appeal in Michigan. It is an interesting case. It's an interesting case.
It is.
It's one of those. It's one of those difficult. Where do you draw? Because I understand both points of view here. I truly do understand both points of view here. And I'm going to let this play out. I want to let this play out. Maybe we can have you back on to talk about this. It was a big victory. The initial ruling in this case, big victory for Michigan gun owners, gun rights, and Michigan open carry. It clarified the open carry position. The judge made the decision very quickly. So, you know, we're going to see what happens as this thing moves through the appellate process. Okay, the next one where I want to go with you here. Let's see. Oh, man, I got Chris Christie. I'm not going to have enough time for that. Boy, he's always in the news, that guy. Your thoughts on him real fast, Christie.
Christie is trying to make amends with gun owners.
And yes, he is.
That started when he decided he wanted to run for president, and we'll leave it at that.
Is he going to be successful in your eyes? Do you think he has enough time left to change the perception?
Not enough time. Too much of a record of not really being for gun rights, for being on the statist side of the equation. And I don't think he defends the Second Amendment with any vigor whatsoever.
He doesn't. It doesn't come from his heart. This is a political position
not.
For him. While he wants you to believe that he supports your firearms freedoms now, he's been dead silent on it. He has had an opportunity over the last 6 years or so to stand up and scream it at the top of his lungs that New Jersey's draconian laws must be changed. He could have been incredibly vocal about it while blaming the Democrats in control of both houses of the legislature, and he failed to do that. Christie gets an F in my book for that reason, and gun owners, he will never be able to make amends with gun owners and gun rights activists, I should say. At this point, it is too late. His goose is cooked. All right, let's move over. We've got about a minute. Every town for gun safety. Take a listen to this. What a bad week for the NRA. They've got six states now where they're pushing the expanded background checks. They're now looking, or 18 states, they say. They want $18 donation right now in honor of the 18 states with background checks. Now they're wanting your $18. How successful are they going to be? Keeping in mind that the six states that they mention here are all Democrat controlled.
Not very. I mean, we're talking about a group that at two successive national protests could amass 150 people.
Even claiming it was 400, Bob, and you were there and took the photographs and did the work yourself, the NRA convention. Great work on that one, by the way. Okay, where can people find you? Where can they read your stuff before we close out the show today? Take them there.
All right. You can find me online at bearingarms.com. We are on Facebook at Second Amendment Supporters, and that's 2ND Supporters, 2ND Amendment Supporters. You can find me on Twitter at Bob_Owens, and I hope to see you there.
Bob, thank you for everything that you do over at BearingArms.com. It's amazing how much work you managed to put out in a week. And welcome back from your vacation, by the way. I did miss you. I missed reading your stuff while you were gone. Just want to let you know some people are paying attention to you out there.
All right, I do appreciate it, my friend.
All right, Bob, we'll talk to you soon here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. That's Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. I ask you, got to head over there. This is how you get informed. Bob does great work. He's, well, you know, it's that toothpick under your eye thing. You've heard me mention that before on the Monster Sunday broadcast over the years. The enemies of freedom will never go to sleep. We have to keep toothpicks under our eyes. We have to stay awake because they are. They are. Take a listen, and I know I'm going to run out of time. Sean's going to tell me I'm going to run out of time. There you go. I'm going to run out of time. I'm going to have to mention it to you tomorrow. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read you this email from Every Town for Gun Safety, and I want you to listen to the lies. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will be back tomorrow. I'm Mark Walters. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'll see you here tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out IRFnews.com. That's IRFnews.com.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall. And it's all because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot because you didn't know some special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything for armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day. You'll quickly realize that Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication, but in fact, you'll discover a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, I will enter you to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry, though. This offer won't last long. That's oneofourguns.com.